This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Supporters of a ballot initiative to remove the state's constitutional abortion funding ban begin gathering signatures this month. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Backers of removing the state's constitutional abortion funding ban have less than 6 months left to gather enough signatures to put the question before voters next November. Karen Middleton heads the reproductive rights nonprofit Cobalt, which is spearheading the effort. She says paid signature gatherers will begin work in earnest in January.
We generally have pretty strong bipartisan support. There's a real libertarian streak, I would say, in Colorado that says we don't want government interfering in these decisions.
In addition to adding abortion coverage to public employees' insurance, the proposal would also allow the state to fund grants for reproductive health care, and it would guarantee the right to abortion in the state constitution. Opponents say it's wrong to ask taxpayers to foot the bill for something many morally oppose. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
In Congress, Colorado's Ken Buck has introduced a bill to force the administration to disclose whether any federal funds are going to the Taliban. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Buck's bill would require the State Department and USAID to report all payments of U.S. funds to the Taliban starting from August 2021. Buck says he's supportive of U.S. humanitarian aid to Afghanistan.
But at the same time, I want to make sure that we're not creating or fostering terrorist groups that can attack the homeland.
Buck is a member of the House Foreign Relations Committee. He's hopeful that his bill or another similar to it can build enough support to move forward. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The cost for an EpiPen or similar allergy medication is now capped at $60 per two-pack for Coloradans. A new state law limits how much insurers can charge out of pocket for epinephrine auto-injectors. People without insurance can enroll in an affordability program through the state to get the medication at that price through pharmacies. This is CPR News.